Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I'm your host, Samantha Bush. And guys, I have done the impossible, and that is finish about 17 and a half seasons of Sister Wives in less than a month. Now, in honor of me doing this, I had to bring on the pioneer, the trailblazer, the woman that forged the path that many would take, and that is Sister Wives.
Amen.
Well, you're Gracie, but we're Sister Wives.
Yeah, I feel
like... How does it feel?
It feels good.
To be the mother of all mothers.
I'm truly shocked you watched that much in that time span. Not shaming. No shame.
It's humiliating, you know? It's humiliating.
Insane. Because it is... how many episodes are in a season? Like 20?
Sometimes there's 18.
Yeah, like 18.
And then there's tell-alls.
So you, 18, whatever 18 squared is, you went for it.
I went for the gold. Oh, and, you know, I'm telling you guys, if and when you decide to break up with your significant other and you have nothing else going on in your life, Sister Wives is the path you should take, you know?
We watched around 300 episodes of Sister Wives. And that's no small feat. So I have been watching.
I think that that was an attack, what you just did. The math. No. Did we really need the number?
It's an accomplishment.
It's like, humiliating. I could have at least done it in a month. I've done it in, I'm looking at my calendar. I started it September 2nd. It is September 26th.
So I've been watching live, and I'm sorry to all of the messers out there. Baloo is in the room and he's hopping up and down the bed. So if you hear that, I apologize.
Who's a messer?
Hot off the messer.
Oh, what do you call Stassi's son's name? We're not calling my listeners messers. We'll call them hotties.
Oh, so all the hotties. Baloo is, he wants his presence known. He is here.
He's with us.
So I've been watching Sister Wives live, but I did recently do a rewatch last year from the beginning just for funsies, and it took me a few months. And you went for it, girl. You said pedal to the metal. I want to be on this season. I wasn't expecting you to join us on this season.
You know what? I wasn't expecting it either. From sun up to sundown, I was in, you know, Vegas. I was in Flagstaff. I was at Coyote Pass. I was out of Coyote Pass. I was in North Carolina, out of North Carolina. I was in Michigan getting, you know, scoliosis exercises with Isabel. Like, I've traveled the globe with these women.
I want to ask you, now that you've finished, and because I've heard your advice to many people, and I've been asked this many times, and I've talked about it many times, but now you're doing it, like, your real take now.
Okay.
People want to join in, and they ask, do I have to start from the beginning? And you know me, I'm a Sister Wives elitist. I think if you can't handle it from the beginning, then you don't deserve where we are now. But
no, I come from a different place.
you just need the backstory.
So I agree. I think there are crucial episodes from the beginning that you have to watch. I don't think you need to watch every single episode.
Those episodes don't make sense unless you have the context of this season. You have to know the bigger things that they're going through. You have to,
of course. Listen, as someone who
you have to know that they are financially struggling, and then they decided to start this jewelry business. Like, you just have to know that.
Listen, I said you have to watch certain episodes, but then, like, I feel like once you get to the, like, season six, that's when you really got to buckle down.
But those early seasons are just, like, they're some of my favorite, to be honest.
It's something. It's the tension within this family runs right under the surface at all times.
You can almost pick it up, but not quite.
It's like you see there's a ripple, and then it's almost like, it's like, I don't know. I can't believe I did it. I'm humiliated, ashamed.
So have you watched the new episodes of this season?
Yeah.
Oh, you're caught up, bitch.
Yeah, I think I have one. Actually, I think I have one episode left, and that's where he says that Janelle is only attracted to him for his body.
I had to pause it. I was laughing so hard because it was so earnest. He was like, yeah, Janelle, I mean, she's attracted to me. I got nice pecs and a great six-pack abs, but that's all she wants. Like, this man
is... She's not using your body like a meat stick, you little sick fuck.
But, you know, Janelle does like to get funky. She likes to get down. She likes to fuck.
Now, I want to talk about a little lady named Mary.
Oh, Mary Brown.
I think she's in love with her best friend, Jen.
Welcome to the world. Like, everyone thinks that? Yes, that is
okay. I think they're in love.
Yeah. And honestly, they match.
They match. I want that for her. I want her to feel like Mary is someone who I find to be, I've had such a journey with.
Mm-hmm.
Through this long process I've been in, I've had, and you know, you've gotten the thousands of messages I've sent. Sometimes you choose not to respond, and that's okay. I just like to get my thoughts out there, you know,
and
to
I
the
understand
people.
That. I'm a person that if I don't have anything to say, I'm not going to say it.
What is that like?
I don't know.
Well, you sometimes have nothing to say?
Yeah, like
that has never even crossed my mind.
I think I'm just like so lazy that the energy it takes.
Chrissy, you're not lazy.
I'm painfully lazy. Painfully.
I disagree. You've been killing it on the Peloton.
Slay.
You're slaying in the kitchen.
That's like fear of just a lot of problematic things. So that's not, I mean, if it was up to me, I could lay and not speak a word to anybody and just cocoon and like really like veg out and like be crusty and dusty. I could do that for, I think, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's sick. It's a mental.
Now, you know me. I can't stop talking. So
no, you're a talker and you want
to. I'm a talker.
We're like yin and yang. And I'm not a wallflower by any fucking means. Like, I can talk.
No. You are definitely not shy. No. You would love to talk, but like, you definitely, like you said, you know, when you don't have things to say, like, you just don't. And there is something that I've wanted to come clean about.
Oh, no.
To the people, to the hotties.
Got it.
When you and I were watching Sister Wives in North Carolina, I said something that you looked at me and I thought you were going to kick me out of the house.
I thought about it.
And the worst part was, is I repeated it several times.
Many times. You wouldn't stop, honestly.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The blue shirt.
The blue shirt. Guys,
yeah, girl, I remember.
We were in season, this is shameful. This was about a week ago. This was season 13, I believe. So
you're crushing like a season.
I cruised right on through. I powered through. Guys, like, when I tell you it's all I've thought about.
Well, I'm not even judging you. Like, because
I know, but I'm judging me because it's humiliating, Gracie. Like, I've been fucking. So, guys, there's this look that Mr. Cody Brown has going on in season, I believe, 13.
Mm-hmm.
And it
might have been 11 or 12, to be honest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that clarification and note, that editor's note. Is, guys, he looked great. Like, I saw something in that confessional that he did where he's in this blue button-up and his hair is like pulled back. And I thought to myself, like, I get what Janelle sees.
Oh, bitch.
Like, I see what she sees. Not so much anymore. This man has taken on new life. Like, he is quite literally demonic.
Yeah.
COVID. Okay. I get upset talking about it.
They're not vaccinated.
No, I know. Janelle threw that shade in the confessionals.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm the one that's vaccinated.
I got vaccinated. So if anybody cares about COVID, it's me.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I followed the CDC guidelines. I just didn't follow Cody Brown's guidelines.
The CB. No. KB.
KB. But I have such a fucking issue with this woman, Robin.
Oh, it's deep rooted.
This fucking hatred I have for Sobbin Robin.
I've thought about this a lot.
Runs like, so deep. And you know what it is, Gracie, that I just cannot wrap my brain around or my heart is her constantly acting confused.
Yeah.
The constant, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why they left. I wanted to work this out. I wanted to be a family. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your mother, because I could say so many nasty things. This woman ruined a fucking family. A family that was like pretty put together.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they definitely had their problems. Christine was in the basement.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was the basement wife and they definitely had their problems, but like they had like a family unit. Like, it felt more sister wifey.
Well, I think the reason the Robin stuff hits so hard and why everybody hates her is because, like, the way she came in, it started from day one. It was that Robin was always held to a very different standard.
She was the young, like, hot thing.
Well, it's like they went on a 10-day honeymoon.
With the jaw of a Lego.
They kissed before they got married. Like, she had a wedding. And, like,
she had her ears pierced.
And Christine and Janelle didn't have weddings out of respect for the other wives in the situation. But I guess married. Like, she just never showed the respect that the others, like, they'd all just come to terms with. Like, they kissed while they were courting. Like, that wasn't a thing.
Well, and they also got married, like, 2 weeks after Christine gave birth.
I mean, oh God. It was, like, when he made out with her on the way to the hospital.
That was so crazy.
It was nuts. It was fucking crazy.
It was crazy. I'm like, your wife is literally giving birth in the hospital right now. Can you get your fucking ass there?
I also said something really controversial when you were here about Robin.
What did you
say? I said she was like Kate Middleton. I stand by, like, young Robin looks like Kate Middleton. And I stand it. I stand there. I'll do like a pick stitch later and
a
put it.
A pick stitch? Is this 2014?
Well, how do people do that now?
A pick stitch?
How do people put two pictures next to each other?
Are you using pick stitch?
Am I?
Oh boy. I got to get you updated on the apps.
You know when you don't use an app for a while and has that cloud next to it?
Oh my God. And you know what's the fucking worst about that? Is it always happens when you need it, like, in a pinch.
Always. And I'm like, fuck, hold on.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm stranded. I need to get an Uber. And then it's like downloading. And it's like, I don't have service.
Yeah. It's like when both of our cards declined at lunch.
Okay. Listen, it was a card reader. It was the card reader.
I think Christ, your card declined too. Like,
I think Christ, your card declined.
I mean, if it had been one of us, oh, the humiliation.
You know, so guys, backstory, not that it's that complicated of a story to follow. My bad. Gracie and I obviously went to North Carolina. We had such an incredible time.
That's a great time.
Such a great time. I didn't want to leave. I cried in the airport. I was so emotional.
That trip was so great because it was low pressure. It was just easy.
It healed me in a way. I mean, we just did girly things. We got our nails done. We went to the movies. We had slushies. We, you know, I went to Anthropology and bought a sweater. Like, I put a veil on you.
Oh, yeah. I shushed people in the theater.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about it. So we went to the movies. We saw The Haunting in Venice. Don't recommend.
So, I mean, it's like,
unless you're just like in the mood to like
go see a film. Like,
yeah. Sure. Like, if you're just in the mood to go to the movies, like, that's the movie for you. Now, we were, you know, in these seats that are assigned, and most people, when they're assigning seats, like, especially if it's like a pretty not so busy theater, like it wasn't that night. Mm-hmm. You don't pick seats right next to somebody else, but these people did. They sat their asses right next to me. Mm-hmm. And the previews are going, you know, the ads and everything. And I, you know, Gracie and I are doing the typical, like, oh, that looks really good. Oh no, I'm not really feeling that one. We're doing that. But then we shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
The people next to us.
And I fucking knew it. I
know you did. You have this really eerie sixth sense sometimes just about things in life. And you said to me, you're like, they're going to talk the whole fucking movie. And I'm like, Gracie, I think we need to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's the previews. And you're like, they brought in a goddamn calzone. These people brought in a flatbread.
They're at dinner right now.
I find people that bring in fucking dinner.
Yeah.
Like that, you need to go to jail.
I have done that before.
Popcorn, candy only.
So there's a Cheesecake Factory across from this movie theater, and I have gone there and gotten a 4-course meal and brought it into the theater. And I'm going to say,
I'm so disappointed.
The idea sounds better than the execution. It is
you're
so
in the dark.
It is so fucking stressful to like open these things and like eat and then like close it and then discard it and then open this. This was when I was in my fat as fuck era. Like,
when you and I were ordering apps and desserts to go.
I was like
bad girls
back on those things. Like that meal alone was probably 1400 calories. Cause I got bread, salad, soup, pasta, and cheesecake. And I brought it in to go see Triangle of Sadness or whatever the fuck. And yeah. So anyways, they come in, they're talking the whole time through the previews. And to me, your preview behavior will reflect your theater etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times when you can talk in previews, which is at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just talking nonstop. It, like a flow, like a nonstop flow.
It was like they were hosting a podcast.
It was literally like this, like how we are speaking right now in a movie theater.
And I could just feel you just getting tense. Like I could just feel the energy just shift, you know.
When it's like so serious.
It's so important.
It's so important.
And so I'm like,
A-lister, I take it very seriously.
And I'm like, okay, Gracie, like let's chill. You know, like, let's give these people the benefit of the doubt that brought in a flatbread.
Mm-mm.
Guys, they talked the whole movie. I'm talking the moment the lights went down to the moment the light went on. They talked.
Like
now,
it's like this. We're like, hi, how are you?
And I'm thinking to myself, like, as someone who never shuts the fuck up, who constantly has something to say, I'm thinking to myself, like, what are they talking about?
What could you be saying?
What, have they never met? Is this their first time in the movies?
Yeah.
I was confused by their behavior. And then you took it upon yourself because you were ready to snap. Gripping your like slushy and you're like, you shushed them multiple times.
Like aggressive pointed shushes. Like it wasn't like,
it wasn't a shh.
It was shh. And it was like, you know, loud.
And they did for a brief moment, the minute you shushed, like took a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just continued talking. And like this movie is kind of like a haunting, spooky, kind of suspenseful, like things will jump out at you and kind of give you the, you know, the jumps. Mm-hmm. What do I say on this podcast? Things will jump out at you and give you the jumps, like, bitch.
No, but I know what you meant.
Yeah, like it gives you the, like, ooh, like,
yeah, it's, like,
it's hard to get into something like that when someone next to you doesn't shut the fuck up.
We might have been great. I was so honestly pissed off.
I was no, you were raging. You were like, Sam, we honestly might need to leave. Like, I'm so mad.
It is so fucking rude, and it is so, like, you are so
inconsiderate
in your own life that you, like, this could be, you know, our first date. Maybe I was taking my girl out for a sweet night, and
yeah,
off. Now I'm gonna get in the car. I don't want to kiss. I'm fucking pissed.
I don't want to kiss. I'm pissed.
And now we had a bad date experience. We don't go on a second date.
Guys,
now I don't have a lover.
We're missing part of the story too. There was a father-son duo of several seats down from us. They were so adorable, and they were so excited for the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a preview for the movie we were seeing before the movie started.
Like a Q&A with the director.
Yeah, and, like, the guy, like, the kid, like, was like, I can't look at the screen, Dad. Like, I don't want any spoilers.
So cool.
It was a little disappointing, you know, that we had Chatty Cathy's.
Oh, do you want to, like, when they came into the theater, we were like, oh my God, hot boys. Like,
no, I felt 12, but I also didn't have my glasses on, I don't think. So I couldn't tell if that was a dad. I thought they were both like 18-year-old gamers.
No, same. And I was like, do you think they think we're cute? Like, we're fucking.
It was giving Pen 15.
We are haggard witches.
You guys, we were walking around North Carolina. We looked like two.
Just witches.
Just hags.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Sex. And we didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't have looked that bad because the nail man loved you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Guys. So we got our nails done. Gracie took me to her nail place. And so we walk in and there's this guy, John. Oh my God. He listens to this podcast.
Oh my God, don't say his name.
His name is not John.
It's too late. It's not John.
And so Gracie like walks in and immediately like this guy's like talking to us. Like he's very so friendly. Nice. He's so nice. He's like cute, but like, yeah. I'm not thinking anything of it. Gracie is insane. So him and I have a brief moment because OPI just launched their horoscope, like nail collection. Mm-hmm. And I said, why does Scorpio always have to be such an ugly color? Like they always fuck us up. Like, I don't want to wear blue glitter nails. Yeah. That's not sexy
for
me.
Totally.
That's not me. He goes, oh, you're a Scorpio. I was like, yeah, I'm a Scorpio. He goes, I'm a Scorpio too. And then we like talked about our birthdays and Gracie like looked at me and she was like, oh my God, he's so cute. I was like, Gracie, you need to chill. The entire nail appointment, I'm talking pedicure and manicure, she was throwing, what did you call them?
Love beams
at this fan. Talking to our manicure girls about it. I'm like,
I was like, is he single? What's the tea? Like,
and they're like, I don't know. He's my boss.
Yeah, they're like, please shut up. They hate me there, but I don't care. And so we're checking out and I'm like, what's your
You were out of your goddamn mind.
I was like, so are you married? Like, what's up? And he goes, I'm divorced.
No, he was asking you about how you had Will's card on file.
Oh, that's how.
And then he was like, his money is your money and your money is your money.
Yeah. And we were laughing. We're like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Somehow came up that he was divorced and I called him a divorced king. And then he said, yes, I am king of divorce, which made me.
And it was light and funny. Yeah, it was
funny. And so whatever. I really didn't think that much of it. I thought it was just like a funny interaction. Come Like the next, it's Monday now. Like you have left. I look on my Instagram and he has followed me on Instagram. So I'm like, oh my God, my love beams. I sent them the wrong way. Like I meant to send them for you, but now I think he wants to fuck me. And I was like, oh my God, like I can't, I'm just
I
so sad.
can't have this.
Turns out he'd also followed Sam and DM'd her. So like my love beams
And
were
also
gone.
was liking photos of me from like 2021.
It's cute. Like I think that's like,
Yeah, he was like, he messaged me. He was like, you have to move to North Carolina. And I was like, only if you give like Gracie a discount. And he's like,
yeah,
of
I
course.
haven't been back, so I don't know if that discount's gonna like
I'm
carry on.
excited for when you go back.
I'm a little anxious because it's like
You did this to yourself,
I know I did
ma'am.
it to my, I'm not saying anybody else did it to me, but like I was whoring you out for a 20% discount.
It was like you were a madam. Like it was crazy.
I love setting people up. And
Speaking of setting people up in couples, we have to talk about a couple that's taken over my entire life.
I'm so glad you said this because Will, literally before I came in here, goes, are y'all going to talk about it? And I go, talk about
Yeah,
what?
we are.
He is
Oh, we're
obsessed
going to talk about that.
now with Swiftie. And he's like, he wants to talk about Travis and Taylor all the time.
Oh, yeah. Is he bejeweled?
He doesn't like Midnights. He
I
likes
understand that.
Evermore. And
He
Soul.
would be an Evermore girly.
He also likes the debut.
Oh.
I played
Fascinating.
Invisible String for him last night and he loved it.
Oh my God.
So
Love
back to
that. So I get a text on Sunday from a man, a straight man, and he just texts me and he goes, Taylor Swift is sitting with Travis Kelce's mom in the suite. And I was like, what
just
the
now.
fuck? No, I literally was like, you're fucking lying to me because, like, I'm chronically online. Like, I'm never not in the know. So I was like, how the fuck does this straight idiot know what's going on with Taylor Allison Swift? And I log on, literally, it's everywhere. It was like, Taylor with his mom, laughing, following. I am obsessed,
I
Gracie.
can't, like, this is what I needed. I needed this.
And
Like,
I don't want to hear, the hate about it. I don't give a fuck.
well, Will was like, do I think this is real? No. And I'm like, talk about two people who don't need to do something like this.
That
Like, Taylor
hurt.
Swift is like the biggest pop star in the world.
Thank
Travis
you.
Kelce is a two-time Super Bowl winner, and he is sexy.
Oof.
Sexy.
Those Kelce brothers,
Honestly,
take me to Paris.
controversial take, Jason
Jason's
Kelce,
hotter.
Travis.
He's so hotter. He's so much
And that
hotter.
might just be the like 31-year-old in us that we're just like looking for stability. Like, we don't need the sexy bad boy. I need a husband.
I need a hashtag girl dad.
I need a hashtag girl dad. He
Yeah.
also, I saw a clip of him on the their podcast, and
Oh, New Heights?
he watched all of Twilight through, and he was like, I hated it, but then like explained it in like insane detail, and I was like,
Yeah.
you're so fucking sexy. Like,
He's so sexy.
I love his wife too. She's so normal.
Kylie, love Kylie Kelce. We stan.
Kylie and Taylor are gonna get along really well.
So, because Kylie's like normal. She's
Well,
like a normal girl.
you know, I thought that their Travis's mom was
I
Taylor's
know.
mom.
You're
I
like,
was
oh,
like,
she's there with her mom. And I was like, that's not her mom, babe.
oh, Sam, I texted you, I was like, Taylor Swift's mom is wearing his jersey. And
I
you were
know.
like,
I was like,
oh,
well.
fuck yet. And I was like, that's my bad.
But they look alike. And someone
Thank
tweeted
you.
they were like, they're going to share casserole recipes
I
because they're
love it.
so wholesome looking. Like, I have been a really big fan of the Kelce brothers since the Super Bowl last year. And then I really enjoy their. Is this a sports podcast? I really enjoy their podcast, New Heights. It's really funny. They have such a good relationship with each other as brothers. Like, it's, and they're hilarious. Like, a
Darling.
two. To, white men do not need a podcast. These men are the exception to the rule to
I
me.
love them both and I love their
I
family.
love them. Their documentary. I mean,
I haven't watched it yet. I'm gonna watch
Jason's documentary. Gracie, it's gonna move you to tears.
I'm gonna go feral.
Oh yeah, you're gonna bark. You're gonna bark. The way that, oh my God, Jason just does it for me. I don't know what it is, but
Just
it's
like the
funny. And also,
eyebrows.
Kylie is like a, she's really beautiful, but she's not like a wag.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think of her, like, she
Well,
doesn't have these like big, crazy lips and glam. And like, she's not like Brittany Mahomes.
Don't get me started on that clown.
Everyone's like, Taylor is like going to run away.
The thing about Jason and Kylie is that they met on the apps. And when you were in town, I looked at your apps and I'm confused because those are not, there's no Jason Kelsey's on the apps
anymore. I think back when they met, like that was a more popular thing for like athletes to be on. I think now they go on Raya.
Oh, you should be on Raya. Sam, did you apply?
No, my friend has like a pass that he wants to give me.
Sam, you have to get.
I just don't. You can't. This is so sad.
Screenshot.
No, I know. But I would just talk about it.
Well,
yeah, but this is going to sound really dark. I just don't think that that's like my audience, you know? Like, I don't think I'm like,
athlete?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a model. Like, I'm not like a beautiful model. Do I look like the model?
You got to go for the college, former college athletes. That's the sweet spot for girls like us.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I would have been a knockout wag. Like, I would have run that shit like the Navy. Like, everybody would have to check in with me. Like, I would have been queen of the wags, but not for like, that's so sexy, just because I'm like in charge.
Yeah. Cause you're just so shy.
I'm so shy. And I think, oh my God, I think you would be an incredible wag.
I don't want to be a wag.
Why?
Are you kidding?
Are you?
My crazy jealousy, like the thought of him in another state, the thought of other women wearing his jersey. Like what I really like about Kylie Kelsey is she talked about this on their podcast.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, like obviously girls like are into him. She goes, I'm 6 feet tall. She goes, yeah. I'm not a small girl. She's like, I'm a big bitch. She's like, I'll fucking kill you. And I was like, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with her.
6 feet tall.
She's 6 feet tall.
She's 9 inches taller than me.
She's so tall. I'm like, thank God she found an athlete.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Those tall girls,
well, I just like the thing is people who are talking about the whole PR of it all. Like you said, like, this is the biggest pop star in the world. And he is one of the most famous football players of our time right now. If like people are saying he's like the best tight end, like whatever. I'm not going to pretend I know any of that. So it's like these two people don't need publicity.
No.
Like, you know who needs publicity? You know who's in a who was in a that kind of relationship, a PR relationship? Shawn Mendes and Camilla.
Not that they're in a fake relationship, but Jess James Decker gives that.
Oh my God. Don't get me started on that.
I hate them. I hate them so much. But I also think
she's pregnant again.
I know. They're fucking fertile, you know? Yeah. And they fuck constantly.
Yeah. Like, I've heard some major, heard the craziest stories about them.
I think it's true.
So he has no relationship with his family.
Oh, yes.
Because of her.
Yes.
And he cheats on her.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. All alleged.
Okay. Well, send me the information afterwards.
Oh, I got a lot of questions about.
Oh, did you do a Q&A?
I did, but I'm saving that for later this week.
Okay.
So I tweeted, and I want to clarify what I was tweeting about. So I said, I was like, a certain Bravo breakup just isn't sitting right with me in my spirit right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm scared to talk about it because I don't want anyone coming for me. But I'm going to say it. Lindsay and Carl's breakup is really not sitting well with my spirit.
What do you mean?
In the sense of like, I don't love that I see people villainizing Carl for just simply ending a relationship that wasn't working out anymore. And then to see Lindsay post this long notes app thing about, you know, I was blindsided, I'm humiliated, I feel like you should exhaust all your options when you're breaking, like before you break up. Like, babe, you were in couples therapy before you broke up. That's like the last thing really that happens usually before you guys break up.
was like, what
and
other options
it's just like, I don't know, like watching her like celebrate her bachelorette, her sponsored bachelorette trip, sponsored by Batch Boss, who I, isn't that Avery Singer's company?
It is.
Yeah. Celebrate that. I was just like cringe. I was like, this feels so put on. It feels so like, feel bad for me. Like, I want to be the next Ariana and like have all these people feel sorry for me. And it's just like the people that were in the summer house, like none of them have spoken out and been like, oh my God, this was shocking. They're all like, we knew that this was going to fucking happen. They fought constantly. And also my thing is like, Carl takes his sobriety really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think like in order to be sober, I don't necessarily think you have to be with someone who's sober. Like, I think that's a very personal decision.
Right.
But with Lindsay, she binge drinks. She parties hard. This isn't like she has a glass of wine at dinner and like, that's it. Like, she's raging.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, he obviously was like, I can't do this. Like, and because it also causes her to have like emotional outbursts.
I've never seen an episode of this show.
So I'm just saying like that. I just had to clarify that tweet because I had people asking.
I watched season one of Summer House and his teeth were so yellow.
He's gotten those fixed.
I've noticed. Like, mm-hmm. I don't watch that show, but period. Slay queen. I agree with whatever you say. You tell him, sis.
You tell him, girl.
Is my bachelor going to be sponsored?
By who?
That was so rude. That was so rude. That was the meanest thing you've ever said.
Wait, who's sponsoring it?
I don't know. You can figure that out, Miss Instagram.
Oh my God. Get real.
Who would sponsor it?
That'd I mean, like, not like because it's yours, but like, I don't know what I would do about that.
Costco.
Who?
Costco, the supermarket.
Okay.
Vlasic Pickles, you can reach out.
Let's see what I can do.
Yeah, maybe like you put on your thinking cap. Weenies and teenies. Hello.
Oh my God, I loved that.
It's so cute. I saw on TikTok these girls had a weenie and teeny party and it was hot dogs and martinis, and it's such a cute idea.
Really cute. Really, also, really cute.
Really quick, I do think Jason and Taylor have been dating for a while.
Travis and Taylor?
That's exactly what I meant.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think they've probably been like secretly, privately hanging out for like a few months. Like, at least 2 months. Like a
first date.
Well, someone tweeted, I'm not going to take credit for it, obviously, but I really loved the message. Mm-hmm. It was like, this feels like the first guy she's dated who's like, knows he's dating Taylor motherfucking Swift.
Yeah.
And he's like, not like pretending like, oh, I'm an artsy guy. Like, I got to be in the shadows. I got to have my career take serious. Like, I want this to be a secret. Like, he's like full on for months been like, I am in love with her.
I think she probably loved that. It was like,
love. Who wouldn't? Who fucking wouldn't? Can you imagine a hot ass football player talking about how much like he wants to take you out and like how, and like also he's not like creepy, like he's very charismatic, he's charming. Very like should we get jerseys?
His ex-girlfriends are coming forth.
They're thirstiest.
Well, they're gorgeous.
Well, yeah, but they're thirsty as fuck.
And they're like, girl, watch out. Like, he's a cheater.
He's a cheater. They haven't spoken in 5 years.
Well, it's also like,
do you believe once a cheater, always a cheater?
I think it depends on like,
I think it's so circumstantial.
It's so circumstantial, but I do think that it's something to be wary of. Like,
for sure. Something to keep your eye on.
I'm sure Will like cheated on like a college girlfriend. Like, to me, like, I don't really care about that. But if someone cheated on like a very long-term partner and had like an affair, then that is something that you want to
scandal
think about. Because we've recently talked about this. Like, cheating is having to make many decisions that are like, fuck you to your partner. Yep. Like, you have to make more than one to get to that point.
Your dick doesn't just like end up in their vagina. Like, you have to make so many decisions to even get to that place.
Get to the mental headspace of it. Like, you have to.
And it's like, is it worth it?
No, it's never.
No.
I mean, I've never cheated on anybody. So, like,
I haven't either. I haven't, and to be honest, like I haven't even thought about it. I've been in relationships where I've like fully am so checked out and like don't want to be in it anymore, but I've never cheated. I've just like broken up with them. I'm like, I clearly, the moment like I even start like feeling like, how would it be like with like another person, like, yeah. Or the moment I just like stop having sex with my boyfriend, yeah. I'm like, yeah, we gotta go, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. But I'm on the dating apps, you know, I'm out there, I'm putting myself out there.
You are, and I think that's a great thing. I think, I don't know.
And let me tell you something.
What?
I'm now going to be 31, so I'm in like a different age bracket than I've ever been. Mm-hmm.
On the apps?
On the apps.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, the men I'm seeing,
it's not it.
A lot of frogs.
Well, you know, you gotta
short frogs.
I think,
and men do this thing, Gracie, that drives me fucking insane. They'll have their first picture be like them and like two other guys. Right. So then you're instantly like, oh, it's the hot one.
Yeah.
And then you scroll and then it's a guy and another guy. And you're like, yeah. Oh, it's the hot one again.
We'll work down the totem pole.
And then you get to the third and fourth picture and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
No. They do this all the time. And it just makes me laugh because it's like, it makes me laugh knowing that the guys know that their friend is like good looking. And like, that's how, that's there's the picture they have to pick.
So deeply cringe thinking yeah. about men setting up dating profiles.
It's like the photos.
It gives me the ick so bad. Like
the amount of selfies I've seen.
I feel like a selfie's an amazing.
The amount of, do you know how many men claim that they work out every day? They're like, if you can like be in the gym with me and we're swole mates.
I want to be someone's soulmate.
I'm like, please shut the fuck up.
I think it's really good for you to be on the apps because I think it does like shift your brain a little bit into like a dating type.
Yeah, thing. Like I'm definitely rusty.
I don't think you're going to meet your soulmate on Bumble. No.
No.
But it is good to like have conversations with men. And
but
like
the thing is like I'm not going to meet anyone IRL when I'm sitting at home watching 18 seasons of Sister Wives in 3 weeks.
How does anybody meet anybody? I think that's why you give Nail Man a good go.
We're good.
Why?
Hi, Gracie. It's just bizarre. And he listens to this podcast, apparently.
Well, I think he probably checked out an episode. I don't think he's an avid listener. And if you are, I'll schedule my appointment.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
I mean, just make a note on my account that mommy gets that discount, you know?
Yeah, make a note.
I'm trying to think if I have anything else to talk about. I hope you come back to North Carolina soon.
Ugh, it's like my happy place. I love it there.
You know, but starting to cool down, thank Christ.
When I was there, the weather was perfection.
Yeah, it was like our first break in this.
The way
like,
I just laid in that pool for hours.
You were just up there. I was like working.
I know.
Fun, and I was,
you're like, I'm going to go work out. I'm like, okay, I'll be in the pool alone.
Well, I had to because if I didn't work out, I knew I was going to like
get off track
and like
yeah we were really good while we were together.
I'm like,
the last time you were on the podcast we were a little nervous.
Yeah, I mean I was super nervous. Just
the worst thing we ate was like pretzels.
No, it's definitely the popcorn.
I didn't eat that much of it.
We really didn't eat a lot. Why did we get those?
We got the big dogs too.
We could have shared.
That was our old mindset.
Was our old, it's called the elephant. It's a Noom reference for anybody that's on Noom. I have a lot of people that are studying Noom.
I love that.
I'm definitely like with Noom, I'm in a different type space with it now because I'm still on it every day and I do my lessons. But like before I felt like I was like clinging to it, like white knuckling this yeah. app because it was all I had to get me through it. Cause like
mm-hmm.
people don't talk about this. Switching from eating like a hound dog, like a shit rat,
yeah.
to like moderately trying to eat clean, it is truly, I mean, I've never done hard drugs, like hard drugs, like meth and heroin. Mm-hmm. It felt like I was a drug addict and I was constantly thinking about food and I was constantly thinking about like ordering pasta and doing this and doing that. So I was like really like on my new account. But now,
we were chained to that account. Like, yeah. And I still am. Like, I still do my logging of the meals.
I log all my food. I do my little classes. But I feel more
relaxed
in it now.
Settled.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm 15 pounds down. So that's great.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's like pretty weird. So I think like once
how do you feel?
I feel it comes in waves. Like some days I feel really good and I feel really strong. And then some days I'm like, you know,
yeah,
it's a very up and down because like the scale goes up and down. So it's like
that motherfucking
scale.
You try
not to hyper fixate on it, but like Noom is big on weighing yourself every day because you can see the like, I guess, consequences of your actions, I guess. Cause if you have a bad day, you're going to see the scale go up. So it's been ups and downs, but overall I feel really good. I have muscles in my arms, which is exciting. And I'm getting more comfortable with the idea of putting a wedding dress on.
I love that.
I'm not 100% there yet, but it's getting less terrifying.
Yeah.
Like now it's just like a mild discomfort when I think about it.
Yeah, not like a terror.
Well, it was like really causing me like anxiety. Like I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Because apparently you're supposed to buy your wedding dress like 10 to 9 months before your wedding date, which is November, December for me. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I recently started incorporating like fitness into my journey because like for the last like month and a half, I had been like, just really trying to focus on what I've been eating.
Yeah.
And so then I started incorporating like workouts and I really have been like, oh my God, not to sound like a broken record, but it's crazy how much working out changes your mood.
It's so fucking annoying because
it makes me furious.
I'm someone who has like horrible anxiety and like to the point like I have had many panic attacks in my life and I have like all different types of panic attacks. I have like the really intense ones. I have like slow burn ones like the one I had in Mexico that was 4 days long and I could not get my shit together. But like I've gone to therapist, I've gone to psychiatrist and like doctors and stuff like and just being like I have an anxiety disorder. And they always say, and all you girlies out there that have tried to get Xanax before, they always say, like, you need to work out and, like, you need to eat well and then try that. And you're like, fuck off, honest to God. Mm-hmm. Like, go to hell. I can barely, you know, go on a trip and be okay,
right.
Let alone, like, go to the gym. Like, this is crazy. But I will say, sadly, I do the Peloton, like, 6 days a week. I haven't felt anxious since I've started doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the thing for me is like, I am such a 0 to 100 person that like when someone tells me like, okay, you just have to eat healthy. I'm like, oh my God, that just means salads. Right. That just means like chicken breast. That doesn't, but it doesn't. It just means like be mindful, be intentional, like incorporate a lot of fruits and veggies into your diet. Like it's a lot simpler than we make it sound.
A lot scarier than it is.
Yeah. And also like I've never been like an athlete. Like I've never been someone who's been like super fit. Like I definitely like used to work out a lot, but I had like such extreme body dysmorphia that I thought I was like literally huge. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. And so I just get really intimidated by the gym and like I'm just like I can't do this. Like I just can't. So I started like this class. And I really am enjoying it. I've been doing it a lot. So
the opposite, I can't do classes.
I have to do classes. See, that's the thing. I have to do classes. I have to be in a group. Like
I would rather die than take a workout class.
Oh my God. That's so funny. I would rather die than like go in a gym and sit on a bike.
Because
I would just get off.
Well, for me, it's a control thing. Like I need to be in control of the situation. And if I go to a class, I can't just walk out. If I'm at the gym, I can just leave whenever I want. And it's like, I don't want people looking at me. I don't want people talking to me. I hate.
So I've been going to this class and the times that I go, there's a lot of like older people in my class because it's Pilates. Okay. So it's like, and I also have like severe scoliosis. So it's something that like I have to be mindful of with my workouts. Like,
hey, Isabel.
Yeah, literally Isabel, Izzy. And like even like the trainer that I was seeing last week was like, yeah, I can tell that you have scoliosis because your legs are different lengths. So I was like, slay. Cool. Love that for me. He's like, yeah, like your hips are completely off. I was like, okay, we don't need to like get into detail. So Pilates like has always been something I've really, really loved, like yoga Pilates bar classes. Like that's like where I thrive. And so I go to these classes. I'm the youngest person there. Because the times that I go.
Yeah.
And when I'm telling you, there's a couple of in these classes who are maybe late 70s, mid 70s, who are fucking ripped.
Jacked.
Their arms are like
nuts.
Their arms are so crazy. And they're so tiny. These women are, these are just like petite women. Like they're short, like they're just small.
Yeah.
But the way these women like move about this reformer is like nuts. And I'm over there like a hog, like huffing and puffing. But I really like it. I really like it.
Have you ever gone to a chiropractor?
Yes, but I get really nervous about them.
So I have been.
I don't want them to ever crack my neck. That's where I draw the line.
Twice, but like my mom was always like, never go to a chiropractor ever, ever, ever. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then I like never listened because she's like a crazy person. Love her to death. Mm-hmm. And then Will's mom used to work at a spine injury hospital and was like, never go to a chiropractor. Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. And never let a chiropractor touch your neck.
Well, I was letting them crick and crack me.
Because there is like so many people that get strokes.
Well, I thought it was like you had to be a doctor.
No.
These are like certificates that people are getting. And you shouldn't. I have a strong feeling that you shouldn't be like up in people's spines without like severe student debt.
And it's not like a healing hand. Like the chiropractors I've seen are all like men who couldn't be sports doctors.
Yeah. Oh my God, Sam, that's so true.
Like they're all these guys that like they wanted to be like athletes, doctors, and like medicine. PT guys, but they couldn't get into school. So now they're chiropractors. Because I've never met a chiropractor who's like a woman who's like into holistic medicine and acupuncture and like
they're always come on, bitch.
Like, yeah, he's like, get on the table. I'm like, okay. And you know, they can look a little too close and personal.
I know. They're like in my hoo-ha.
They're
I
in your crotch.
Acupuncture.
I love it. I am not someone who loves massages. Like I've gotten them before and I've enjoyed my time, but I'm not super like relaxed because I'm just like, I'm thinking about what she's thinking as she's rubbing my body. And like, I'm very self-conscious.
About, like her chores that she's got to
do. She's literally not thinking about me at all, but that's just like my own problem. Yeah. Acupuncture and cupping. I cannot recommend enough. It's so incredible.
Okay.
I've never been more relaxed ever in my life. It helped my pain so tremendously. And so she was doing it on me one time. What?
Scoliosis pain?
Like neck and shoulder pain too.
Is that from scoliosis?
TBD, I don't know. Okay. It's just problems. Probably like me being hunched over all day. Like,
what degree is your back?
30.
Christ!
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
And mine's not in like my upper back, like Isabel's. It's like the kind of like the mid back.
Oh, 30 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
Yeah. Super fun. But so she was doing the acupuncture and like, you really can't feel the needles that go in. Like it just, it really doesn't feel like anything until she put one in the back of my heel. And I said, it didn't hurt, but I said, oh, I feel that one. And she goes, well, you know, like this part of your body is connected to like your kidneys and your bladder. So like if you're having like any inflammation there, like it's probably being released here, blah, 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 blah. Do you have any issues like that? Mama, I had a bladder infection that day. Didn't even tell her.
Weird magic. Mm-hmm.
Healing hands.
I do want to try it really badly. It's on my list of things.
You should. Well, Gracie, this was truly a joy just to catch up, chat. You know, we don't talk enough throughout the day. So you have been very distant and I have been very paranoid about it spiraling. So
are you serious? I was on the phone with you for 45 minutes yesterday.
I know. You don't respond to like one TikTok I sent and I'm like, friendship's over.
No, sometimes I just really have nothing to say.
Slay. Love
That
that.
doesn't mean anything about anything.
It just means you have nothing to say.
It means I've got not shit to say. And
So
usually, like
tell.
right now, I'm in my busy season at work.
Yeah,
Like,
you're about to be cranking
I'm
it
really
up.
busy. So sometimes I just don't want to have any conversations at all.
Okay. Well, on that note, you guys go follow her. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Come follow me on Instagram. It's GRACIEBULLEIT. I call it Gracie Nation. We talk about, honestly, like, I barely talk about sex lives. Right now, I'm like on a tear against my upstairs neighbor and like just me working out. But it's a fun time. We have like a good community over there. So go ahead and join. I keep losing, like, I keep getting 10 followers and then losing them. Because it's right at like 2800, so I can see it, and I'm like, "What? Who's coming and going so fast? And what is the? I need to
I
know."
know. I think
So
it's like bots.
if you want to unfollow me, I'm totally okay with that. Just send me a quick note why, because I'm a little curious.
You would want to hear why.
Well, I just want to know, is it me or is it you?
It's probably them.
It's got to be me.
It's them.
They're probably like, "I joined for Sister Wives, and now I'm like getting videos of like your upstairs neighbors fucking," and I'm like, that's a fair point, Clarissa.
Well, this was a joy. Thank you guys so much for listening. This kind of has been a hodgepodge of an ep,
Hodgepodge.
and I couldn't have been happier to do it. So please rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen to the podcast. Follow me at Bravo Historian on Instagram. Take your scroll off on Twitter. There's just a lot of shit going on over there all the time. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys later this week. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.